This is program number LW2611. I have a friend named Jack who tells a great story. Hi, this is Larry West. He says that one day his uncle and he were walking around his uncle's farm, you know, just kind of doing nothing. Anyway, Jack said he was fascinated by an old gnarled apple tree he saw there on his uncle's farm. Some of the limbs were broken off. It was obviously dying. But the strange thing was, at least to Jack anyway, the tree was loaded down with apples. How could it be? Well, Jack's uncle explained it this way. Yes, he said, it's too bad the old tree is dying, but, he said, it's strange how nature likes to have one good crop to die on. I like that. You know, when you get to thinking about it, nature all around us does it in a lot of ways. Take, for example, just the seasons of the year. The most beautiful colors of the whole year are at the end of it, you know, during the fall. I guess you could say that each year during the fall, the year is giving a good crop to die on. Or how about at the end of just about any day? I grew up way out in the desert of West Texas, not many trees. The land is flat. You can see for miles, almost literally day or night. And the sunsets are staggering. The reds and the yellows streaking across the bluest of skies, hitting the clouds and producing hues of crimson and gold. I guess you could say that each day produces a good crop to die on. I think that we people, in a sentimental but real sort of way, are like that. Quite frankly, I don't want to give up when I get up there in years. When I get up there, I don't want to just fade away. I want to go out in sort of a swashbuckler kind of way, you know, working and doing and accomplishing right up to the very end. I want to accomplish. I want to get things done. I want to be able to produce one more last crop to die on. Three cheers for Ethel Barrymore when she was 76 years old. She said, a good life is like a play. It has to have a satisfying and exciting third act. Robert Browning said about age, the best is yet to be. But you know, the tragedy of life is not in death, but in what dies inside a man while he lives. Even when he, as Ethel Barrymore put it, is in his third act. I'm convinced, quite frankly, that no matter what act you're in on this stage called life, you've got to spend it in a cause that's bigger than yourself, in one that will last longer than yourself, in one that's worth more than yourself. When you do that, then you can go out knowing that you produced a good crop to die on. In Springfield, Illinois, where the immortal Abe Lincoln once lived, there was a mother, a neighbor of the Lincolns, who told her children a lot of things about that former president. One evening, while out walking with her little girl, the two paused for a moment as they walked up to Lincoln's old home. There were lights on inside. The rays were streaming through the doors and windows. The little girl's imagination quickly caught fire, and she said, Mama, Mr. Lincoln left his lights on. It's a great way to put it. We ought to live our lives in such a way so that when we've gone, someone can come along and say that about us, you and me. He left his lights on. What kind of crop are you going to die on? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm convinced that the cause that's bigger than ourselves, the one that will last longer than ourselves, the one that's worth more than just old selfish me, is the cause of Jesus Christ. At the end of my third act, I want you to go with me to heaven. None of us have a promise that we're going to live until tomorrow. I might be gone this time tomorrow. If I am, will you be a part of that crop that I want to die on? I really do care. I have a Bible study course that's yours for the asking. It's called For God So Loved You. It's a brand new course. It consists of just 8 lessons. It's simple. It's a study of just the Bible. And it's fascinating. It's yours free. Why don't you write me for it? It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.